Good morning, Chelveston, Caldy Gordon, Chelston Rise, and welcome to the weekend, whatever that means today. It's Saturday the 18th of April, and this is Adrian Dale with the Daily Podcast of the Village. Now, I'd begun to think that one day is going to be much like every other day for the foreseeable future, but yesterday was most intriguing. I usually plan the theme for the next day's podcast on my morning litter pick, and then I think through it during the day during my grass cutting. And I review the day's WhatsApp postings and I confirm that I was on the right track. However, some days things don't go to plan at all and everything changes. And sometimes in a great way. And yesterday was one of those days. Our WhatsApp group started quietly. Some of the early birds listened to the podcast and immediately chipped in with fascinating facts about the village, which I really didn't know. Chris Pentland surprised me. He lives at Topgate Farm in Caldicot, and I've always been puzzled by his house. It seemed to be the farm with no land, and yesterday I found out why. The land that now forms the old Chelveston airfield used to belong to Topgate Farm and was requisitioned by the War Office in the 1930s. Chris still has the compulsory purchase papers for this somewhere in his deeds. I couldn't find that anywhere in Mark's history website. And so now that's filled a huge gap in the village history for me. Then we heard from Brenda Eldred about an incident in the church in the early 20th century. Apparently the schoolmaster, who was also the organist, was very unhappy with the state of the organ in the church. No one would listen to his complaints, and so one day he ran amok with a hammer and a razor and trashed the organ completely. And this forced the church authorities to invest in a new organ. Now I ask you, was this vandalism, or was it simply forcing the authorities to move in the right direction? Did the end justify the means? Now the irony of this is that John Eldred and I have recently been working on installing the new internet connection to the church. And as church treasurer, John has been most insistent they mustn't even drill a hole in the fabric of the building without permission from Michelle and the Peterborough authorities. Quite right too, John. That is indeed your duty. But in the interest of openness and honesty, Michelle, I have to confess there were two just tiny holes which needed to be drilled to make things work. These tiny holes, and they really were tiny to be honest, Michelle, enabled us to broadcast the first online church service to over 100 households all those weeks ago. Now I think the organist was forgiven, so hopefully I will be too. Then we had another fantastic story from Jim Stops about Maynard Baxter. According to Maynard, the folk in the village would prepare their Sunday roast and take it up to the bakehouse at the top of Water Lane on a Sunday. The bakehouse operated 7 days a week, and so the oven was, of course, still hot. Sometimes the baker would pour a batter mix into the roasting tin for every household to create the perfect Yorkshire pudding around the base of the roast. Another great story. Alan Freeman then sent in a post about the great book, A Pictorial View of Old Higham Ferrers and Chelveston. I've actually got a copy, but I've completely forgotten it. It's well worth a read. There are some great pictures of the old working men's club, and even a picture of H's brother John in his navy uniform with one of the Yanks, as they like to be called, who became a friend of the family. But more kept coming during the morning. Many of you will remember the lovely Maureen Kay. She lived in the grand old building at 12 High Street. Now, in my book, Maureen was a kind, unassuming lady, always polite and appreciative of everything you did. My lads used to deliver her morning daily telegraph, and each Christmas she would give them a tip. But yesterday, I learned that Maureen had chained herself to the huge redwood tree now in James Bird's garden to prevent it being felled. What's more, Jenny Ransom said that Maureen was the woman that taught her to swear. I was completely floored. This is the quiet Jenny that posts lovely pictures of her walks around the village. I thought butter wouldn't melt in Jenny's mouth, and now she tells me she could give H a run for his money. And the day got more interesting. Andy Barnes got home from work and saw the history discussions and wondered whether anybody knew anything about his house in High Street opposite the pub. I think he and Michelle got more than they expected. Jenny and Wendy seemed to know the layout of his house intimately. I didn't know it, but the WI used to meet in one of the bedrooms many years ago, and Jenny swears that there's a hidden safe somewhere in the house. Sharon Hegarty then sent in a picture of Water Lane in the 1980s with an old barn that H knocked down to create Barnbrook. This sparked a whole new discussion about Water Lane and the Green. Now I remember that barn and Albert Dunmore's yard where Cornerhouse Cottages are now. Michelle Abbott, Albert's granddaughter, is now on the case to find out more information about how the village has changed in that area. And then Wendy sent in the corker of a photograph, the great lorry crash into the cottage to the left of the pub in 1982, long before my time. I'd heard about this but never seen a photograph. And that wasn't the end of it. I didn't realise how many petrol heads there are in this village. I did wonder why so many cars were parked outside. It turns out that the garages of Chelveston cum Caldicot are full of classic cars. And everyone seems to be interested in getting them working again. So can I say, folks, yesterday was a strange day. But it summed up this village to a T. We've had banter, jokes, history, advice, assistance, kind deeds, flower deliveries, puzzle swaps, book swaps, turf deliveries. And yesterday I went through 2 complete charges on my iPhone. Gosh, Chelveston, Caldicot and Chelston Rise, you are on fire. Please keep it up, folks. We've got a long way to go. We can do it together. Thank you.